Hello, good morning and welcome to the Finance Show, tiptv.co.uk. It is 10 a.m. Monday, the 25th of July, and the segment is sponsored by Trade Signaller. I'm joined here today by somebody who's about half my age, David Bell, knows twice as much already, obviously. David Bell, market analyst at Tip TV, very laid-back person. Is there any reason for being so laid-back?
Well, there isn't. I think, from my opinion at the moment, the indices, I'm flat on them. I don't know where they're going to go, where they're going to turn. I think they're at one of those times where they keep just reaching all-time highs, and they shouldn't be. If you look at the bond yields, everything is pointing to pretty recessionary. But then again, obviously, the last 8 years, we've had a load of QE. And where's that QE going? To the stock market. So it could just keep going up and up and up. We don't know. And I don't like uncertainty. So I wouldn't want to say, yeah, we're going to go and fall all the way back down to, you know, half of the total move from 2008. But I don't want to keep saying that it's going to keep going up either.
It's a bit of a mess. Well, let's have a look at the slides of the day. Most popular in business and finance, Verizon to buy Yahoo for roughly $5 billion is the headline. After the sale is complete, Yahoo will become a holding company for its two stakes in China's e-commerce leader Alibaba Group and Yahoo Japan, which is where the majority of Yahoo's value comes from. Farewell Vestberg, share price up as Ericsson chief executive steps down, effective immediately, according to City AM. Ericsson's chief executive is stepping down from his role effectively immediately to make way for a fresher outlook, the company announced. Going on to data today, we've already had the IFO business climate data from Germany, which was actually much better than expected. This DAX has soared off the back of that, about 100 points. UK CPI trends, and in the US, Dallas Fed manufacturing activity for July are on the agenda. Going on to Mike's Morning Markets, which we covered a couple of hours ago for the early birds. Overnight, Asian markets trade softer on weak volume as investors await decision from the US Fed and the BOJ later this week. EM currencies continue weakening. Nintendo plunges 17% after saying that Pokemon Go's financial impact will be limited and leaves its full-year earnings guidance unchanged. Looks like a dip to buy into, I would have thought.
Well, yeah, it's funny that as well, because not only about the financial impact there, but Nintendo didn't actually make the app. It was produced by a third party. So
perhaps that's why they're not very excited.
No, exactly. I think they've kind of...
I didn't know that. I thought that was you know, it's a sort of party time for them. But media reports that Verizon will make a formal bid for search business Yahoo for $4.8 billion later today. All trades at a two-month low as US rig count rises for a fourth consecutive week. And then companies reporting today included Philips and Ryanair and Hammerson. More from Nicole Elliott at the Investors Chronicle. Finance ministers of the world's top 20 countries plus their willing central bankers have taken a leaf out of the ECB president's file, concluding they will do everything it takes to help the economy. We are taking actions to foster confidence and support growth. We reiterate our determination to use all policy tools, monetary, fiscal, structural, individually and collectively to achieve our goal of strong, sustainable, balanced and inclusive growth. Meanwhile, the IMF says it stands behind its leader, Christine Lagarde. Oh dear, when somebody stands behind you, it's always the kiss of death, isn't it? Who has been told that she'll have to stand trial for negligence in the Bernard Tapie affair. $405 million is the issue there. Moving along to something which is even more, not actually any better. Nicknamed Sir Philip Agreed, a scathing report will be published today following joint parliamentary inquiry by the Works of the Pensions Committee and Business Innovations and Skills. One person alone, is ultimately responsible for the BHS disaster, said Frank Field, who's he doesn't actually, never really like Sir Philip Green, and doesn't like people who make money, really, does he?
Well, no, but at the same time, I mean, there was a £45 million surplus on the pensions fund of BHS. And then when Sir Philip Green took over and it came to the end of his, the end of BHS, pretty much, before he sold it for a pound, there was a £350 million deficit. So I think you can see where his dividend payments were going. And where we're coming from.
Well, there's no law against doing
there's
that. There's no level of a pensions deficit or surplus set down, so you can do whatever you like.
Of course not. But at the end of the day, if you're starting from a certain base point and then couple of years later you move to another one of that big magnitude, it does kind of give you a name such as Philip Greed.
I back Sir Philip Greed, and I think he's done nothing wrong, and it's the face of capitalism, the pretty face of capitalism there. It is said that the Serious Fraud Office, the Insolvency Service and the Financial Reporting Council are now thinking of looking into this case after the Green family has allegedly been plundering the firm since the year 2000. I would blame all of those people for being asleep at the wheel and doing something after the horse has bolted.
Well, I mean,
there's no point having these organisations if they can't prevent something like that happening.
But that's always the case. In 2008, after everything collapsed, it was the same case there. I think people like to do things retrospectively so that they can't be seen as the people trying to break down capitalism, as you kind of said. But yeah, they need to be more proactive in these kind of things.
Okay, well, let's move along. We agree to disagree on that one. Bullish, as far as the sentiment from Oanda clients is concerned today, we're bullish on silver and gold, and we are bearish on euro sterling, and actually rather mixed in between, which is quite surprising. Not really any big, I suppose, on sterling, the long on that, which is perhaps a brave move at the moment on cable, but otherwise a bit flat and summary, I would suggest.
Yeah, I mean, I think from my point of view, I would be selling gold and silver purely because everyone else is long it. Dollar yen, I still think, has more downside available. I think we will go sub 100 and firmly hold sub 100 at some point in the next 2-3 months. Euro dollar, I don't like it at all, so I haven't paid attention to that much. But dollar CAD's interesting. I would have thought that there would have been a lot more bullishness on that, considering oil's fell off of the 50 handle. Expecting oil to get down to about 39 and then bounce again, but euro pound as well. I would have thought that possibly that would have had a bit more bullishness, but yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see how that goes over the near term. Dow Global Index, this is courtesy of Colin Twiggs from incrediblecharts.com. Dow Jones Global Index is pausing for breath after having broken resistance at 316. Now a consolidation above a new support level is a bullish sign. Follow through above the October 2015 high of 320 would add further confirmation. Momentum troughs above zero also signal trend strength. I think that looks like an incredible inverted head and shoulders there on that chart.
It does, but also looking at the transport index as well, that's looking extremely bullish as well. And when that's, you know, you've got a double confluence there, double confirmation, I think the Dow could fly off of here all the way back up to that 345 level. But yeah, that is a really, really big inverted head and shoulders, and it's pretty perfectly
fine. We're obviously looking forward to President Trump or President Clinton with the great gusto.
Well, next, might only be President Trump with these emails that are meant to be coming out from Hillary. But
right, next up we've got the S&P, which is similarly paused for breath, consolidating in a narrow flag over the last week. Flags are normally a continuation signal, but I suspect we may see retracement to test the new support level at 2130 before the index advances much further. And then moving along to the Dow Industrials, the big one, rising 13-week momentum on the Dow Jones Industrial Average weekly chart suggests a primary uptrend retracement that respect supported 18,000 to 18,300 would confirm. And then on the DAX, which is, as I said, had a nice jump up today. Germany's DAX recovered above 10,000 after finding strong support, evidenced by three large tails at 9,500. Yes, the tails were there. Mm-hmm. Breakout above 10,500 would confirm a primary uptrend. So really, if you think the other markets have gone too high, maybe that's a market to go into if mm-hmm. you think you might have missed the boat.
Or sell the euro, obviously.
On to the FTSE 100, and here, boosted by the falling pound, the FTSE has already signaled a primary uptrend retracement that respects 6,500 would confirm. And the broker forecast today, I thought it was interesting that our friends at Northland Capital have effectively doubled their target on Mariana Resources, the share price currently around the 50 pence level, as we'll see in a minute. Acacia Mining, not difficult to be bullish of mining stocks at the moment. That's a Deutsche Bank £5.70 target, which I think is a bit low. And then Vodafone, Deutsche Bank going for a very big £3.10 target, which seems to be a little on the high side. But we'll look at the charts right now, I hope. First up, Mariana, where got the rising trend channel there from November last year. I'm looking for a 90 pence target while we're above the 50-day moving average at 43 pence. Acacia Mining, currently around 5.50. I can see a possible £7 target while we hold above the 5.13 zone, which is the 20-day moving average. And then finishing off with Vodafone. Looking interesting, let's say, but it's been consolidating for a long, long time. Hopefully the breakout here through 240 will lead up to the top of that rising trend channel from May last year up to 290, but 310 looks a little ambitious at the moment. In fact, maybe even £2.50 might be a bit ambitious at the moment, but we shall see how Vodafone does. But that's it for the first section of the finance show. Thank you to David Bell, market analyst at Tip TV. We'll be back after the break.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.